Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Enter the Light, and we are Friday night. It is December 1st, 2017, the 1st of December. It's December, yay! And my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I will be one of your hosts tonight, along with Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson. She's a guest of ours. This is her first time on with us. So I just want to read a little bit about each one of them. They are both totally amazing. Ryan has been on the show now for quite a while, and he's phenomenal. And he is a healer who works with and through his spirit team. He's an energy spirit healer, channeling the 7th through 12th dimensional spirit realms. His spirit team, which include very high vibrational angelic beings who are experts in many different healing modalities that may be familiar to you, including Reiki and Sekhem. And you can find Ryan, I don't know if I pronounced that right, on Facebook. And
hello?
Hello. You there, Ryan?
I'm here. I heard Jan and then she cut out.
Yeah, I can't hear it either.
Okay, I just sent her a PM. Just got a PM here from Sue. She's trying to log back in here. She got booted.
Hello?
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 Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, my gosh. I just got knocked off. Oh, that is the weirdest feeling. Oh, my goodness.
Energies are intense.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, let's just get right back on it. We have a bunch of callers here, too, and I'm sorry, everybody, about that. And Ryan can share his website when we get to him. And I just want to say a little bit about Shannon Johnson, who is our guest tonight. She is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years of experience working with spirit. Her spirit team assists in assessing information to assist in life's journeys, including past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts. Her team provides what is needed to assist without interfering in free will or contractual agreements to help you feel more empowered in your life. And you can find Shannon on Facebook, and she will share her website when she talks also. So we have, and for me, I am I'm a American Federation certified psychic and medium, and I worked with Psychics Gone Wild for several years, and I'm with the CE Mediums now, Channeling Eric Mediums, and so is Ryan. We work out of that group. And so I've been doing this work for the last 5 years, and I had experiences as a child, and then I stopped doing all that, and now the last 5 years I've been working with all of this and doing animal totems and a lot of readings, and then also psychic detective work. So that's what I do, and I also do poetry. But I wanted to get to just a few announcements before we go on, and there was a magazine that just came out, that's coming out in January of 2018, and it is by the American Psychic and Medium Magazine, published by Maximilian de Lafayette from New York, and this is basically the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, who are part of this. Patty Negri is head of that group, and So you can find that magazine on Lulu Press and Amazon.com. It'll be in Barnes & Noble bookstores all over the world and country everywhere. And there, it's topics of psychic topics and all kinds of interesting information. And they also will have all of our biographies in there. So I'm lucky I got in, and I'm just grateful that I did. So I just wanted to share that, and also that we are part of the, as I said before, Channeling Eric group, and we work out of that group headed by Elisa Medhuse and Eric Medhuse. So with that, we were going to be talking about unfinished business tonight, and that is a really good subject, and I'm just going to go ahead and let Ryan start with that, if you don't mind. Ryan, talking about unfinished business.
Yeah, thank you. And unfinished business is, I think it's kind of a broad topic, and it touches on many levels, both on the spiritual, physical, emotional, and physical planes, because, when we pass away from our previous lifetime and we go to the fifth dimension, we cross over, many times we carry baggage with us. And even though we become light, we're like, if I want to increase my vibrational frequency, it's 1,000,000,000 times harder to do it when you're in the light than when it is to do in the third dimensional frequency. And so when people... When the spirit decides that they may have missed a few things, or they had some unfinished business, be it anything from spousal abuse to any negative energies that they left behind, in my opinion, in my experience, and when I worked on customers, the soul will incarnate back to the 3D earth plane and say, hey, I didn't fix this from my previous lifetime. Now's my opportunity to do it. Yes, and only if I realize I have to fix it. And that's probably the reason why many souls incarnate 100 times, whatever it is, to kind of fix that stuff. And that's a hard thing to digest and to understand. Take case in point me, and I'm not trying to put my friend Shannon on the spot, but she knows my background very well. I killed someone back in the 1950s. I committed suicide, and I short-circuited myself, and there's a lot of things I did not figure out in my previous lifetime. I came into this lifetime, I'm like, what's going on? What the heck? I had a lot of reoccurring dreams, a lot of unfinished business that I had to heal with myself to, and once I asked for forgiveness for the people that were in my soul group, those dreams went away. But it was a very, very hard thing for me to swallow and say, yeah, you know what? We come here because we're not perfect. But we come here to learn and to absorb and to fix the stuff that we broke. And, I guess that's the challenge of the human conscience, is to try to understand that and try to get closer to God. So, and remove that ego. So, I guess that's, from an unfinished business perspective, that's my 2 cents. So, I'll zip it up from there and, let my friend, Shannon take over.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, good old
yes,
unfinished
please.
Business. Now, a lot of us, when we're doing our life planning, these are the attributes we see from home, from being our true self again, and we look at it and go, oh, that one didn't go so good. And a lot of times we'll take another perspective of it. You may want to learn it from a different viewpoint or readdress it in a new way. And we'll find, and I'm sure you're finding this with your clients, Ryan, that a lot of times there's more than one lifetime linked to whatever that issue is. So there's loops of lifetimes that we can be working with that same attribute in many different ways to finally resolve, learn, and expand on a soul level in those experiences. A lot of people want to see it as, you know, karma or punishment, but those are our human perceptions of it. It's the way that we can best understand it. And our souls are like, yeah, let's go get into this stuff. It's so interesting. And when you're human, you're going, oh, my gosh, what happened? What's going on in my life? And like you, Ryan, again, you have to start, I did the same thing, peeling back layers, and you get this blip and you get that blip from this lifetime and that lifetime. And the more that we can begin to understand that these are not bad, we're just learning. Just like any student in school. You got good experiences, you got some, you fell down and got some good scratches. But your soul inside is going, yeah, man, that was some good meaty stuff right there. You know? And the more that we begin to peel those layers back, the more we heal who we are in the now, all of our other us's, they get healed too. And it goes home to the higher self and to every part of us that lives and breathes in any lifetime, in any form we're in. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the most beautiful things about incarnating. Because humans, being human is really tough. There's so much here. You've got so much duality. You've got adversaries and all kinds of contradictions from our true essence. But it's also a way that we can grow and expand into such beautiful soul beings that as we begin to peel back those layers and realize those other lifetimes and their value, even the screw-ups, it helps us have a better life in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's neat, Shannon. I'm glad that you said that because a lot of my listeners don't believe in past lives, and it's been a whole new realm for me, actually. But as I've been working in this work, I've noticed I've worked with a lot of this stuff, and I've seen that it's a good possibility that we do have them, and so it's interesting that we talk about it because for some people it's a scary subject. It's hard to relate to, but it hasn't been very hard for me. As it's been new to me in the last several years, and it has made sense to me too. And they're also finding out scientifically from so many people that they actually do exist. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to say that.
Oh no, no.
No. Yeah. Absolutely. And if I could just interject here really quick, Jan. I was born and raised Catholic. Wouldn't it be a scary feeling if your soul got one and only one chance to make it right on the earth plane? Wouldn't that be a scary feeling? It's like you're at the bowling alley. You have to get that strike or else. You know, that's a scary feeling. You have to perfect your game. You have to get it right. You have to get that ball twirling correctly. The form, function, and everything else. That's the beauty of incarnation, is that you learn how to throw that strike over time. You're not going to get it right the first time. Or if you do, then why bother incarnating? So, thank you. That was
absolutely
a bad analogy. I'm sorry.
No, it was a great analogy, though, really.
Oh,
because it's very true. You know, you're not getting just one time up at bat. You know, and you get to you get to do all kinds of different roles as different people on stage, different actors you get to work with. I mean, a lot of us love to watch the movies, TV shows, and we're like, God, you know, isn't that character awesome? That's us. That's us in our humanity. And it's a beautiful thing, and there's no right and there's no wrong. And even some of our biggest faux pas when we feel like we did it so bad, and we go home and they're like, hey, high five that one. That was rough, man. And look at you. You actually did good because you made it. You made it and you learned and you're beautiful. That experience makes you even more beautiful than you were, and you don't even know it. And you're like, man, I thought I really did it in, you know?
Well, it's a really interesting subject, and I think we could talk about it for a really long time of all the different aspects of it. And 'cause I know for me, I've had questions on it about how, of both pro and con, you know, the good and the, not the good and bad, but the, you know, the,
yeah,
whatever, how you have, you know what I mean, on the type of thinking of past lives and stuff. But as far as I know, it just in my experience, and I've tested it out a few times also with other mediums, since I've had these reoccurring dreams, and one of my medium friends gave me a small reading one day, and she said, I'm really seeing this situation here. You had something like this in your past life. And I go, what? I've been dreaming about this for about 10 years now. It's a reoccurring dream. So that was kind of interesting to hear her put that together for me.
Yeah, so the dream state is a very safe place present it to our consciousness, so that the conscious self, when you're awake, is a little more aware. You're not going to build a fear around it when you are presented with something similar in your life, in the now. So the dream state is a fantastic place that our guides love to work with us on, that because it is an environment that we do have a control in, and if it starts to get too scary, we jolt awake. And go, wow, okay. But in the dream state, they're able to also step into other positions or people to help us work through what was going on in that scene of that past life that they keep presenting. It's a great tool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got knocked off again, but I'm back in. So I don't know. Oh, gosh. What's going on?
Spirit. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I knew when I was doing my meditation today, and I was telling this to Shannon, I said I couldn't even do the meditation so very long because I was so excited, because I could feel the energy already. That was like an hour and a half ago, and we are filled up with callers. And so I don't know what you guys just said. Do you want to continue, finish?
I was at Burger King and I ordered a Whopper with cheese. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Should I read a poem then? Or
yes.
Is it time for that? Okay. So
I'm
going
to try to pull these guys in a little bit so we stop popping off.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, I have a really bad time with electronics.
Oh gosh, oh dear. I do too sometimes, but not. It's my computer has been holding up lately, but not. I think and it's fine. But I already knew something was going to be. It was going to be a lot because I could feel it before it started. So anyway, this poem I put on Facebook this morning. And it's called A Shining Star. And it goes, it's not about judgment. It's about empowerment. It's not about which story is correct. It's about the essence of any of the stories that hit our heart more than the intellect. It's not about how good you are. It's about how you can receive guidance from a shining star. So that's what that is. And that's that. And I think I have a few more, but I personally, I just really want to get going. Do you feel the need to get going too, or with some read callers?
Yeah, let's get it on.
Okay, because there's like a whole bunch. And
Bruce
has been
I'm done
waiting.
With my whopper, yep.
Okay, you're done. All right, well, Bruce has been waiting the longest, and so I'm just going to bring him right on. And he is 904, and where are you, Bruce? Here he is. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me.
Welcome.
Oh, okay.
We sure can.
Yeah, I'm in Bryan College Station, Texas. And,
okay, cool.
Okay. Look, what you were talking about earlier about having killed yourself in a past life, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm 64. I'm a young Vietnam veteran. I'm 100% shot. I'm out of it. And as a kid, I had dreams where I was getting killed in other wars. And I was fortunate enough early on so that I recognized that regardless of whatever the hell the church was talking about, I had been around before. And the honest truth is the only reason I didn't kill myself in this lifetime is simply because I knew I'd have to come back and do it all again. And I'm just not doing it. And I honestly believe I killed myself in another lifetime. And this time around, Vietnam wasn't bad for me. I had it fairly easy compared to a lot of people. But the funny thing is, I keep having dreams about wars. I have dreams about wars haven't even been fought yet. But as normally, I get a lot of nightmares. But the other night, I had a dream where I met this blonde woman who was playing a piano, and she was beautiful. And I had the most wonderful time talking to her. You know how it is when you meet somebody and you're just totally copacetic?
Mm-hmm.
Still there?
Yeah.
Who the hell was she? I woke up the next day and I felt great. I haven't had a good dream in years. I mean, seriously, can you give me any help in that respect? I mean, I have nothing but nightmares over and over. I mean, for years, you'll find out a lot of veterans don't even want to remember what they were dreaming about the night before. We work hard not to remember them. But this was completely different. I felt great all morning long. Does that help?
Yeah.
That is so amazing. And I'll just butt in just for a second before we go to Ryan. I just happened to put on that poem this morning with the girl with the long blonde hair, and Bruce came up to me and he told me about the dream, and he said, "Does that girl play the piano?" And I said, "I don't know, she might." And then I started thinking about it, and I was trying to figure out which picture to pick, and I had several pictures to pick, and I kept hearing from that girl on that picture to pick her. I really did. She was screaming at me, "Choose me." And so I put her on my page. And I asked Bruce, "What did she have long hair?" He goes, "Yeah, she had long blonde hair." So that was kind of interesting, kind of a neat synchronicity there. So anyway, I'll let Ryan go ahead.
Yeah, hey Bruce, this is Ryan calling. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, Ryan. Yeah. I know who you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go hide underneath the table then. I was just scanning all your chakras. They're all spinning and balanced, and you and I actually have a lot in common here. We both had previous lives and past wars, and I although I can't tell you who this beautiful blonde, luscious woman was that you fell in love with in this dream.
Yeah.
She is in your soul group, I can't tell you if she is currently incarnated into your current lifetime or if she's waiting to take a pass into another lifetime. But I can tell you this: If you'd like to break the cycle of these reoccurring dreams, there's a practice out there that you can do called Ho'oponopono. Okay, it's sounds like you're familiar with it. That the Hawaiian art
no,
healing.
No, find out.
Yeah, Dr. Hen Liu. It's just another tool in the tool belt, man. Just kind of cut the cords and because when I was in your situation and I committed when I killed my brother-in-law and I killed myself in 1950, I had these recurring dreams, and Shannon knows all about this. I had to reconcile with my current soul group, and after I did that, them dreams went away. It was like conscious pilot. You know, I washed my hands, I walked away. I'm like, we're done here. I walked away, and maybe that's something that you need to do too at some certain level. So, you're a warrior. I was a warrior, I think you're on the right path. I'm not picking up any stuck energies on you at this moment in time, but there is this woman. I can't give you any more information on her besides the fact I think that she may be in your soul group. I'm not sure, but I'll leave you with that. So,
well, I'll tell you what, I'm pretty damn tired of this warrior business. I'm ready to be out.
Well, that's something, our lovely guest Shannon is more of an expert on this than I am. I'm not trying to call her out on the spot here, this is something you probably signed up for. So
yeah.
My wife says to me, suck it up, buttercup. you have to kind of work things out. So with that, I'll leave that with Shannon.
Okay, thanks,
Bruce.
Ryan. Hello,
yeah.
Shannon.
Hi, Bruce. Are you ready?
Whew. Yeah.
Okay. So yes, I will confirm Ryan's finding that yes, she is a soul group member of yours. And she's not just a soul group member. She is one of your closest friends in spirit. She is not incarnated this lifetime. She's your support.
Yeah.
Not your direct guide, but she's part of your guide team in providing a safe connection role. She's giving me the name that you can use to relate to her of Leela.
Leela?
Leela.
Leela. Leela.
Yeah. Something like that. But that's the way I hear it, is Leela. It's very soft.
Yes.
So I'm looking at your Akash. And you hit me with your story. I'm the daughter of a Vietnam killed in action soldier in 67. So my stepdad was a later soldier, the same age as you. It's his birthday today.
Oh,
and I'm going to tell you that, yes, you have had many lives in wars. And these lives were a chosen path partly because of what, when you're in a war situation, those around you are not of blood. They are chosen bonds of connection, compassion, honor. And these were some of the attributes of humanity that you were wanting to explore in a very deep level. And that's why war was such an avenue used. And I'm being told that, don't worry, honey, you kicked its ass. Okay? This time, your time in Vietnam, you survived. But not only did you survive, you made lifetime bonds that have been so close in your heart, and they will never leave you. And so one of the facets of your time in Vietnam was being able to be one of the survivors this time, because you've died often in battle, quite the warrior spirit. And this time, you were not only getting that attribute, but you were getting the post-war attribute of what community and love means in every facet of your being. So not only did you experience great loss and pain through what you experienced in Nam, but it's what you created after in your life that was a new opportunity that has brought more to your soul's growth than you had anticipated. So good job.
Well, I was a medic this time around, and I'm glad I did what I did, but I'm pretty damn well tired of this shit. Oh, I can't say that. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. And yeah, it was tough. And I know even my stepfather still to this day suffers with nightmares. And because of that time, it was very, very traumatic for all of you.
The only thing that kept me from killing myself for about 15, 20 years was the fact that I believed in reincarnation. I was absolutely convinced that I had to get through this, and I did not want to go through it again.
Yes.
That was it. That's my advice to anybody that is in my position. Just, you know, it'll get better.
Yes.
God won't get better tomorrow or the next day, but it's going to get better.
Right. Right. But you have completed the cycle of learning around those lessons within the warrior and war settings. So
I haven't.
You have.
I have.
Yes,
okay.
You have. Yes, you Woo-hoo. Did this time. Yeah.
Yay. I'm not going through that again. Well, it's really nice of that blonde lady to show up. I mean, that was really... I'm sorry, it didn't take much to make somebody like me happy, you know?
And one last thing, I'm being told for you to call on her more often before you go to sleep and to help you with your dreams. So that way,
okay.
Even when you begin to have a recurrence from your wartime, if you can begin to work with a little bit of lucid dreaming where you can, like, begin to realize I'm in a dream. And she's
yeah.
telling me for you to call on her. Call her into your dream. And help you
okay.
to spin the dream into a different direction. Because there, she's telling me one of the things for a lot of you that went through that experience through Vietnam, there were also some joyous memories with your comrades when you'd be in your tent, when you'd be reading letters, those things. And she's telling me that's one of the things she wants to help you with is to bring back every time the trauma is coming in, and instead to be able to call her in and help you to flip the view into one of those moments where you were with your buddies and laughing, to help bring that old memory only into those connections of moments that really filled your heart. Sound good?
Yeah, it does. I got one last quick question. Jean wrote once that she had a memory of stabbing somebody, and just asked
oh,
her
yeah.
when she was here, yeah, you remember stabbing some guy in a blue uniform on a horse? Because I think that was me. Thanks.
Oh,
thanks a lot, lady. Ryan, everybody have a great night. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful. I think that was me. That was me on the horse.
Okay, I don't know. We'll talk about
you
it
really
later.
Want that answer?
actually, when I saw that, it was in a car. It wasn't on a horse, so I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't see a horse during that one, but
wrong war.
It's possible.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate it, and I thank you for all the time you gave me. I really do. You have a wonderful evening.
You too, Bruce.
Many
thank
blessings.
You.
We'll talk to you later. That was great. You guys did great. That was so beautiful. And I have a lot of confirmation on that with you, Shannon. So I'm so pleased to hear all that. So I my phone keeps going out, and I'm like thinking, oh, God, we got to get to these callers. So I'm just going to go right over to 856. Who's next? Are you ready? Are both of you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, 856, are you there? Welcome,
yes,
856,
hi.
Are you there? Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, my name is Laura.
What's your name? Uh-huh.
Laura.
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Where? New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh, good. Okay. And what do you have? What do you have for us? Question.
I guess I would like to know what you see for me with spiritual development. What was that?
Is this me?
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan, if you want to, and if you don't want to, I can give her an animal if you want some time.
No, I don't need any time because right away hi Laura, this is Ryan calling. How you doing?
Hi, thanks. Hi, Ryan.
Are you sure? Are you doing okay?
What?
Well, I was going to make the joke, I get you a Whopper with cheese, but that's an old joke because that happened like 10, 15 minutes ago. I'm on my second plate, so I can't use that joke anymore. Laura, right away when you called in, my sixth chakra kind of flared up a little bit there. Not too much, but just a little bit between my third eye. None of my other chakras really flared up, but I have the feeling that your intent is there. I'm getting the word belief system, belief systems. So, you know, whatever you grew up with, whether it be, Christian, Protestant, Hindu, Buddhism, Sikh, whatever it is, do yourself a favor and open those blinds up a little bit. And I think you're going to find what you're looking for. And I think your desire is there. That's kind of what I'm picking up. Sorry, I don't have anything else for you. I'm feeling a little bit blocked by you right now for whatever reason. I don't know why it is, but and don't take that the wrong way, please. Sometimes people are receptive to being read. Other people aren't. Right now, you're kind of semi blocking me, but I'm having a hard time reading that. But that's kind of what I'm picking up on right now is kind of the mediumship abilities. If you haven't already done so, there's a book out there called Ghosts Among Us by James Von Prague. If you haven't read that already, I'd suggest you do that. And there are many other books out there that will work for you as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and with that, sweetie, I'll pass. Okay, I am. That's all I've got for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. I need you to say your question again for me, please.
I was wondering what was going to be going forward with my spiritual development.
Okay. I'm being told you've been feeling kind of like you're at between a rock and a hard place. like something started to blossom, but yet then it was kind of like two steps back with every step forward you started to take with it. Have you been struggling with meditation as well?
Yes. Yeah. And I got certified for Reiki Master.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing Reiki Shares, I did get verification, validation from the people I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
I get colors when I'm working on people, and the other Reiki Masters don't get the colors. So then I started doubting, and I started wondering if it was my ego, and then I started wondering if maybe this isn't real, and so I stopped and pulled back from it, and Ryan was right on target because of my upbringing. I was raised Protestant.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm being told that when you need to change the type of meditation that you've been trying to work with, you'd be better with a moving meditation, whether it's walking, even on a treadmill, doesn't matter, but with movement, because your mind is really busy.
Yeah.
And every time you start to open up those doorways, that doubt creeps in and everything seizes and your mind is running away from you. Take it off this direction and off into that direction. You're telling me for you, one of the big ways of working with your abilities to get more comfortable is to use a moving type of meditation.
Okay. I get a lot of signs from spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Things move, lights blink. I get coins all the time. I even get feathers that will drop down in front of me. And I could be inside, and it doesn't matter where I'm at. So
right.
I get a lot of signs, and things even move in front of me. They'll move, and none of that freaks me out. I just feel that they're letting me know they're around, and it's comforting. It's reassuring, actually. But
yes, they're trying really hard to help you bridge your old belief system into a new belief system, and it's not. They're telling me it's really important for you to kind of hold on a little bit to some of what your old teachings are because they felt safe. So they're saying you don't need to let it go completely, but you're wanting to now bridge it, if that makes sense to you. Bridge your old knowledge with new knowledge, because a lot of the new information is going to actually give you new perspective on the old information. And this is going to help you to build that trust stronger. You're very much a color intuitive. That's easy. That's why your Reiki attunements just kind of like blasted that open on you. And you're getting messages, but they're wanting to start moving into bringing in visuals and bringing in some clairaudience into your work. But first, it's more about you building that comfort and safe feeling with your spirit team. And, like, help start working with that more.
Yeah.
And it's going to begin to help you feel more confident. And also, if there's someone that you trust that maybe has been doing this work a little bit longer that can kind of mentor you back and forth, and not so much mentor you on the Reiki side, it's about the messages to help you kind of bounce off to get that confirmation. It'll help you to begin to build more confidence in what you're receiving. And along with what Ryan was saying, helping to bridge those old beliefs with new is going to give you a lot of peace of mind, and it's going to help you to be more confident and be a really good healing conduit for the Reiki work that you do.
Okay, and I hear my name called out sometimes, and if they need to tell me something important, they'll give me visions, but it's when I'm first waking up, coming out of sleep in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I don't get visions and hear my name called out any other time. It's only when I'm first waking up.
Yeah, you're most receptive in that moment.
Yeah.
You're not questioning it in that moment because you're still in that little drowsy state, that in between when you're waking up. So it's a really good point that they're able to access to work with you. And now they're wanting you to be able to start bringing that into being able to do it in the awakened state.
Okay. Yeah, okay, good. I'm going to work on the meditation for sure.
Yeah. Nice nature walks, even showers are great to meditate when you take a shower. Some of the smaller ways, I meditate when I vacuum and mop my house. Does that not sound silly? But yeah, because my brain is engaged with an activity that it's focused on. It takes the monkey brain and gives it a task.
Okay.
Which then allows me to be open and receptive without pushing hard at it and pushing back at it and going, wait, wait, wait. Instead, now the mental body is given a physical task and it's preoccupied. And it allows messages to come in very easily. So that's another tool you can work with.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Lovely greetings from both of you. And Laura, thanks for calling in. I mean, yeah. And please call back and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan and Shannon. That was really nice. Really nice advice. Good information there.
Thank you.
I think we will go right into 860, who's been waiting the longest here, and I'm just going to go right into it.
Hello.
860, are you there? Hello.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? What's your name and where are you from?
This is Amla, and I'm from Connecticut.
Okay. Great. And do you have a question? Okay.
I do. So my birthday's coming up in a couple weeks from tomorrow. It's December 16th. And I was wondering if you see positive relationships, committed partnership coming in for me. This was the year, 2017 was the year, basically, I fell in love with myself, and it shows because I was put, universe provides, and I was put in situations where I chose to love myself. So those were the lessons that I learned this year.
And it's really paying off because I see, for me, what I'm seeing right away is a heart with a peace sign. And and I'm still seeing it right now. So
uh-oh. Ryan?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. I'm here.
All right, I thought I got lost.
No. Is it my turn? Am I up the bat?
I don't know. She got cut off. Somebody got cut off.
Oh, we lost Jan.
We lost Jan again. You know, I think we need to fire the IT guy. I mean, he's up at Dunkin' Donuts right now, okay? I mean, come on, man. Amla, do I have your name right?
It's Amla.
How do you spell that, sweetie?
I don't know if that's going to help you, because it's then I get called Amla. It's A-M-L-A. That's how you spell it.
So I just got knocked off and back in. So
Amla. Okay, yeah.
Everything
don't,
okay?
Don't worry, Jan. We weren't talking any smack about you.
Okay. So sorry about that.
Yes.
Carry on.
Go ahead, Jan.
Ryan? Huh?
Oh, no, I think, Jan, you were talking and you got cut off, so you got the floor.
Okay, well, I just saw a heart with a peace sign, and I saw some grass, some tall grass, too. It was sunny out, sunny and shining with the sun, and it felt real summery-like to me. And I was waiting for the animal to come in, but the heart and the peace sign came in instead. So I think you're really off to a good start, and keep that with you. And I'm just going to let you go right over to Ryan.
All right.
Thank you, Jan. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing, Amala? Do I have it right,
good.
Amala? Okay.
Good.
So, Amala, my spirit team gave me one word, which isn't a lot for me to work with, but they gave me one word. It was, and it's called kindergarten. Your heart is in a state of kindergarten. You're very shy. 2017 was, you're right, it was a wake-up moment for you, but you're shy in the heart. That's not that's not a bad thing, okay? It just means that don't rough me up here.
No, of course not. Of course.
When I heard the word kindergarten, I said, please explain that to me. And the only explanation I got was they're waiting for you, or they're bide your time, okay? It's not that your heart isn't fully matured yet to accept and receive love. It's just that you're, how should I say it? You know, when my parents were growing up, everyone was 18 years old in high school, and everyone fell in love, went to college, and got married. Right now, your heart is kind of in a kindergarten stage where you got to kind of take it slow and low and relax a little bit and just bide your time and just kind of take it easy. And the right love will come at the right time. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I think I was more impulsive before, and now 2017 and also even last year, 2016, I'm more at peace, like what Jan was saying, and so I'm not as overly aggressive and impulsive. So I slow down a bit. So I think with love, it starts off with friendship with me. I don't want it to be a relationship, like, from the get-go.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. And maybe that's what they meant by kindergarten, because when your heart is in the kindergarten stage, you have to grow and develop. You have to go through the grades, and you have to do this, that, and the other thing, and you have to become that that heart where you're ready to do that full exploration of your human consciousness, of your fourth chakra. And that's okay. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, just allow yourself to be you. Allow yourself to slowly and gradually develop over time. And I bet within, you know, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, maybe even shorter than that, you'll be ready to say, yeah, you know what? I'm ready to go out on a date. And but don't push it. Just allow yourself. Okay. That's all I've got for you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Thanks.
That's lovely, Ryan. Shannon?
Hi.
Hi, Shannon.
Well, I'm being told while Ryan was talking that, there's a couple dalliances that are going to be a little fun coming up first. Like, these are firsts because it's kind of you getting to know your own personal power within a relationship of different types. So these dalliances, some are going to be coming in a little bit like flirtations and a little friendly, and some you might take a couple dates with. And it's okay because it's about the fun and it's about you learning more about what you really want in your partner. And I'm being told your life mate is not all that far away. Ryan was kind of close with the 5-year marker, but I'm going to give you probably about 3 to 4 years. And they're telling me, though, that this is going to come in a friendship form first for you prior to before you guys decide to see if it can go that next step beyond the friendship. they're saying really enjoy the self-exploration.
Okay.
Be open to those that are going to begin to be drawn to you. A couple are going to be a little lessons. And not to be afraid of that, because these are going to really help you to define your personal needs in a partner.
Well, it's interesting that you say all of this, because back in not that long ago, October 2016, my heart, literally, it could be karmic. I'm still trying to figure out what this was. I mean, it was intense, and it was so instant with this person that I met in October. And he's kind of around, but he's detached. So he's definitely a learning curve for me, because, like I said to Ryan, I was more impulsive, and this year he taught me, if inadvertently or not, he taught me, this person, to be more grounded and more centered, and to not be so eager, like I said, impulsive. So it's just very interesting. I've learned a lot about I'm not saying that I have, the divine timing is the key anyway, but I really learned a lot from this person, and part of me can't let him go either. There's still parts of him that are still there. I know that, and I tried, but the heart wants to do what it wants to do. So,
I'm being told that this guy, this relationship was one of your soulmates, one of your soul group members that you consider also a soulmate. But not all soulmate interactions, when we're incarnated, are intended for relationship. More often, they are the teaching relationships where we really learn a lot about ourselves. Very different than the life mate that we chose in our life planning. The life mates are the ones that we're both going, you know what, we're going to be really on that same level. And if our pairing is going to work, let's go for that. So they're telling me that that's why you felt such that bam with this relationship. And you learned so much. It's also why it's been a little harder about letting it go. And they're saying it's really going to be up to you in finally going, you know what? This relationship has served its purpose.
Yes.
And it will always be in my heart. But now I'm ready for my next new adventure.
Person,
and when you do that, and the more that you bring that into your energy, it's going to allow the lesson portion to be released. And it's going to help you to begin aligning with the life mate energy.
Got it. So I need to. I think it's about cutting cords, too, because there's, some threads, I feel. I'm very sensitive. I'm an empath, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like I actually talk to his higher self to release whatever that I'm hanging on to. And even my higher self, of course, to release whatever I'm hanging on to, with this tie or whatever. It doesn't matter about physically seeing the person. I haven't seen him in 6 months. But it's just more about, it's in the heart.
It's a resolution and a closure for you. It's your own personal resolution and closure. And they are telling me that it is completed what it was set out for. So now it's just allowing that energy to be released. And yes, divine timing is part of bringing in that life mate relationship, but they said, don't forget, honey, you got the manifestation and the creation of also bringing that in, which is why they're saying these little dalliances are going to be really helpful to you, because it's really going to help you to bring in more focus on your needs as an individual for the relationship, and help draw that more in. And it's going to be awesome when it walks into your door. like, you'd be a little hesitant at first and go,
I just feel like my first love was 10 years ago. I'm 44 in 2 weeks, so it's like, wow. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. I mean, my last date was 3.5 years ago. I'm not kidding you. It's just, there have been attractions. It just didn't lead to anything else. And I know, you know, universe provides, divine, I'm not like going crazy for it. I mean, if it happens, it does. But, you know.
No, you've got a good mindset for it to come in.
Okay.
So keep doing that self work.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's going to be walking in that door before you know it.
I hope so. And I want to actually tell, this is my birthday wish before the actual day. I want to release cords. So I'm going to work with divine and spirit and let this person go. That I want to do. So
very good. Very good. Many blessings to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot. Thank you. Thank all of you. I appreciate it.
Well, we're glad that you called, Pamela. We're really glad that you called in. So please be welcome to call back and let us know how it goes. And thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Okay. Blessings to you,
thank
too.
You too.
That was so neat to listen to you both. Thank you for the beautiful readings. And we're still going, and we still have callers, and I'm going to go to 516, who was waiting, been waiting a long time. So are you ready, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. 516, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
My name is Ricky.
What's your name and where are you from? Ricky?
My name is Ricky. I'm from Long Island, New York.
Oh, wonderful.
And I actually spoke to two psychics on this program on Tuesday, and they suggested that I would call tonight and speak to Ryan. But
okay.
I would like to speak to all three of you. But they told me they would leave a note there, telling you that I would be calling.
Yes.
There were two women. I forgot their names, but they were very nice. And I have a very specific question. I know that you guys are psychics. And you cannot, you're not doctors. You can't diagnose a medical problem, but you can. I'm blind, and as of the last 3 years, I've had this ongoing problem with dizziness and shortness of breath, and I was fine with it for the first 2 years, but now this past year it got progressively worse, and I've been going to the doctors, and I just want to know what feeling you have around it, because it's to the point where I can't function. You know, I'm so dizzy. When I'm laying down, I'm fine. When I'm up and around, I feel like I'm going to fall down. So it's really affected my life. It's totally affected my life. I have no life, you know, because of this. And I've been going to doctors, and every time I go to doctors, recently they sent me to an endocrinologist. I went to a cardiologist. The test work gets screwed up for some reason, and they have to do it over and over again. But I just want to know what your feeling is about this situation, and if you think it's going to be resolved soon, or am I going to die?
Oh, God.
Oh, all right. Am I going?
Yes.
Well, I was told to talk to you, Ryan. Those women told me,
Ricky.
They suggested that. Yes, Ricky.
Ricky, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing too good, man.
Well, you know, happy Friday, TGIF, you know? I mean, it could be worse. You could be at a phone booth at a gas station with your crowded guests with no umbrella. It could be raining. you know?
At least I probably...
I'm just trying to be funny. I'm sorry about that.
Maybe at least I could stand up.
I like those old mobster commercials. The guy's like, how you doing? And the TV goes to him. He goes, and the rain pours on him. He goes, I ain't doing good. You don't want to know because I ain't got no umbrella. So, but, hey, in any case, comedy aside here, because I'm not a good comedian, you're not going to die, Ricky, okay? You have to purge those negative energies out of your body. I right away when you called in, I got a massive stomach ache in my second and third chakras. I got massive heartburn, acid reflux, the whole nine yards. I'm tempted to go right now to chug a bottle of Pepto Bismol. So, the truth be told, the chakras are like domino effects. You ever played the game dominoes?
Yeah.
You tip one over, and all goes up, right? Or all goes down?
They all go down.
They all, well, in your case, they're all going up. Your second and third chakras are jacked up. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just trying to call a spade because that's what my spirit team is telling me right now. You have a lot of heartburn, indigestion, IBS, and it's all going up to your head. So it's your second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and that's why you're feeling dizzy. And your doctors are clueless, by the way. And I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but there are good doctors out there, Ricky, and there are bad doctors out there. There are doctors that will look at you and say, well, I don't know. I'm just going to give you a general prescription for prednisone because I don't know what the hell is going on with you. You know what I'm saying?
Everything is pills.
Yeah, well, exactly. Because they don't know what the hell is going on with you. So they're pushing pills
pill,
on.
Every single pill has a side effect.
Yes. Well, and most of those side effects are what you're experiencing right now. And so what I would suggest that you do, I'm just picking up a boatload of heartburn from you right now, a boatload of indigestion, my second, third chakras.
Yeah.
I would recommend just relax, man, just relax. Mm-hmm. You're going to be just fine. Grab yourself a black hematite stone, okay?
A what? A laxative?
A black hematite, or some people call it hematite, whatever. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm a Wisconsin boy, so I call it hematite. H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E. Ricky, what I want you to do is I want you to take some Epsom salt bath once or twice a week, okay? Yeah, purge that negative energy out of your body, okay?
I have to go back to the doctor. I have to call her because they haven't called me with the last blood work. They screwed it all up, and they have to do it again, and they did it again, and I haven't heard from them. So I just can't live like this anymore where I can't function.
Well,
I
got the image Three Stooges in my mind when you said that, okay? So what does that tell you? I'm not trying to call a spade here, but I'm just letting you know I'm going to call a spade here. Sometimes doctors don't have a clue. So picture the Three Stooges working on you, because that's what's happening right now. They don't have a clue. I'm trying to give you something of value added here.
Do you see a positive outcome on all this mess?
Once you, your vibrations are. Your vibrations are swirly like the Superman ice cream. There's no rhyme or reason. They're all chaotic right now, and that's because of all the medical.
You make me very nervous because you sound like you don't know what you want to say to me.
And it's not that I don't know what to say to you. It's just I'm trying to let you know what I'm feeling right now, and
Is it positive or negative? Just that's all I want to know.
It's
okay. You're hesitating again.
It's kind of positive,
but it's not negative. I'm not seeing it as negative, Ricky. Okay. But I'll be honest with you. I'm having a little bit of a hard time reading your energies right now because I'm feeling kind of blocked for whatever reason. So, I apologize for that. Sometimes that happens. I do have a lot of customers that come to me and say, hey, you help me? And I say, I don't know. I mean, how receptive are you to healing? You know, so
at least you're honest. I was told to call this line and talk to you. They told me they
didn't
even know.
Ricky, trust me. Boy, this is a tough case. This is a tough nut to crack for me because I'm having a really hard time. Maybe our friend Shannon Johnson would have a better reading for you, but I'm having a really hard time with this. So I'm so sorry. But that's what I have for you right now. I'm so sorry.
Ryan, you did real well. I'm just butting in right now. You've done very well. You've given him a lot of information here. Ricky, I'll talk to you after Shannon because I have a lot of information to give you, okay? Because I have almost the same thing you have. I have almost the exact same illness. So let's go on to Shannon. But, Ryan, that was excellent. Thank you. Shannon?
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, Shannon. What's up?
So while Ryan was talking to you, a couple things were being shown. They were showing me inflammation in the spine, particularly up in the upper cervical area. They're not showing damage. They're showing inflammation, which is causing random impulses, creating a lot of imbalance, especially like the tinnitus and the dizziness.
It's constant. It's not like I'm dizzy at one point. When I'm laying down, I'm fine. When I'm sitting still, I'm fine. The minute I get up and walk around, I feel like I'm going to fall down.
Yes, and that for me is one of the big signals.
But it's in my head. I have no pain in my back. It's all in my head.
Yes, I understand. You're talking to somebody that's had a headache for 30 years. So believe me, I understand what you're talking about. And they are being...
And the blindness that I have, my blindness doesn't help at all either, so...
Right, because the nerve receptors are not in their normal balancing, is how it's being presented. It's not doing its normal balance. So it's affecting your equilibrium. As well as, that's why when you change position and start moving around, it's affecting your equilibrium. So the first thing I was being shown was about seeing a very qualified chiropractor that works on the atlas in particular. The atlas is at the base of the skull because they are showing it to me as being inflammation within the cervical and atlas region that's throwing some of the imbalance off. Now, bear in mind, the spine and the nerves are the conduits for pretty much everything. They're your directors.
No one's ever mentioned... I've been to three doctors now. No one's mentioned the spine at all. I've been to cardiologist. Now I'm going to an endocrinologist. I don't even know what these words mean. They keep switching me up. Now they want me to go to an EMT specialist because they can't find...
And I'll tell you, they'll never tell you to go to a chiropractor. They'll never tell you that. I've been to neurologists and pain specialists and you name the specialists, and I've probably seen them in my 30 years of dealing with issues affecting that area. And nobody ever said...
They're not recognized in the medical field. That's why.
Right. But in my studies as a healer, and this is an area, and I've been doing, me personally as a patient, I've been under chiropractic care for 25 years, and it's been the best move I ever made for myself. Because
why so long?
I have severe damage. I mean, like...
It's a long time.
Like, to the point that the surgeons told me I needed to wait for better technology in 10 to 15 years. Okay, so that's... And that was just 2 years ago they said that. That's the kind of condition mine is in. So I'm a person that can completely relate to what you're experiencing.
I'm ashamed of myself. I've already been going through it for 3 years.
Yeah. I went 10 years before I finally sought alternative care. The doctors kept giving me painkillers to the point that they would be like, here's the big one and take that if nothing else works and it
knocks
you out.
More pills and more pills and more pills.
Right. So there's, I'm being told that there's some dietary changes that you can make, because there's
I'm not a foodie person. I don't really eat that much.
No, but there's one food that they keep saying keeps aggravating the stomach lining. Do you like tomatoes? Mm.
I do eat a salad once in a while, but I really don't. That's not my big thing.
Like a tomato sauce, tomatoes in sauce.
Yeah, I like Italian food.
Yeah. Because the tomatoes are very acidic. They're also a nightshade food, which actually increases inflammation in the physical body. And they're showing me that this is an irritant that's not helping your body at all.
Right. But I can't say that it can't be food, because I'm not a food person.
No, they're just saying this is just one of the aspects.
I have to remind myself to eat, actually. And now that I'm on all this medication, they keep telling me you have to eat with the medication. So I'm gaining weight, and I'm forcing myself to eat.
Yeah, and a lot of those medications do that. They suppress appetite, and especially if you're doing prednisone, which is one of the favorites they like to give, which is a steroid. Mm. And it makes instead, it has the opposite effect, and it's not really good on you. So that's the tomatoes was really about the stomach and that acid reflux that Ryan was picking up on. They're saying, so kind of cut back on any kind of tomato base. So that'd be
I'm not really feeling a stomach problem.
No, but
it's all
part
in my
of the
head.
Imbalance.
It's all in my head. It's all in my head. I'm dizzy all the time.
Right.
Unless I'm laying down, which I'm doing right now, I feel fine laying down. Once I stand up, I feel like I'm going to fall.
Right. And that's why they keep bringing up, really consider going to see a good, reputable chiropractor.
Let me see if my insurance covers
not
it.
Not one that, and you want one that does have an area of specialty with the cervical spine and atlas, which is all at the top of the head and the neck.
Well, okay? Let me ask you a question. Is that like a massage therapist?
No. A chiropractor is going to work with the physical bone alignment and the nerves. Their specialty
is nerves. But they touch you, right?
They touch you, but you're dressed.
Yeah, okay.
They're
okay.
Only going to adjust your spine. And then, yes, massage therapy is in conjunction, and it'll really help you.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to do this. I'm really sorry to do this, Ricky and Shannon. This is really great information here, but we have to go on. And, Ricky, I want to talk to you just for a minute. We have several more callers, and we only have a few more minutes. So we have to take more callers and finish it off. Ricky, you can get a hold of either one of them, and they will share their website at the end of the show, and so that you can contact them if you need to get more reading on this. And thank you so much, Ryan and Shannon, for your great readings. Also, Ricky, I've had an illness for many years now, and it goes up straight up into my head, too, and I'm dizzy all the time. And it's just been in the last 6 months that I've gotten really dizzy, and No one can figure it out. I've been to the doctor. Usually when they take blood, I feel a lot better because I do have the Epstein-Barr. I don't know if they've tested you for Epstein-Barr, but you should get that. I'm sure they have, but you should find out about the Epstein-Barr. Well, if you want to, please write it down, Epstein-Barr, because that's a big one that can really affect your blood.
That's the inner ear thing?
No, that's a blood thing. With a blood problem, the blood problem can affect your inner ear, and it can affect your head, and it does mine, because every time they take blood out, I feel a lot better. But now what I'm trying to say is I have had the IBS very severely. Severe, I mean, to the point where I had a heart attack over it.
What's the IBS? What is that?
The irritable bowel syndrome that Ryan was talking about with your acid reflux and all that.
I've had that.
And that's the first thing that ever happened to me. That's when I first got sick 15 years ago, was from acid reflux. I was just having normal acid reflux, and it got worse and worse and worse until I had a heart attack, and it turned into Epstein-Barr to where I am into a place where you're at, where I'm dizzy all the time. I am dizzy, and when I lie down, I'm dizzy.
How do you function?
I am just stubborn as all get out, and I'm not gonna let it get me. I'm just not. I went out to a party on Thanksgiving, and I'm gonna continue. You gotta keep living because I know this can go away. I know you can do it, and so can I, and everybody else who has this kind of stuff. You have have faith that you are going to get over this. It's a temporary thing, and it's. I've had it 15 years. It touches every part of your life and your heart, soul, body, mind, spirit, everything. And it just annihilates everything and takes you into a place of going into the spiritual realm. And that may be what's happening for you. And so,
I can't even pray anymore.
I understand. I totally know. I'm so sorry. I feel for you so much, but we have to go. We're just about out of time.
All right, my love.
I just want to
thank you very much.
I want to definitely just have faith and please get a hold of these two if you need help. They are the best in the biz, so to speak, and you can get more information from them and by getting a reading, more reading, and you know they do charge and stuff. They need to because they give out great information. So.
Right,
just have
faith,
okay? You're going to be okay. I know I agree with Ryan, and I also agree with Shannon. The chiropractor is a good idea. I used to go to one, and it helped me, and I'm going to go back. I went to a kinesiologist, too, which helps with other stuff. So
listen to this
radio show again, okay? Yep. Take care, and
have a good
call back another
have
time.
A great,
all right.
Have a great holiday. Bye.
You too. Please let us know, okay? How you do?
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I had to do it, and thank you, Ryan and Shannon. That was excellent. And I'm just going to go on to 916. They've been waiting forever. Here we go. 916, are you there? 916? 916,
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I am. Hi, this is Nancy, and I have a question that a previous caller had, and it's about my spiritual development, and I have been taking a lot of courses in healing, alternative healing, and have done some remote healing, and I was just curious what you pick up for the future for me.
Awesome. Ryan, if you're ready...
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, Ryan.
Are you sure?
I am sure. No, I am sure.
Okay.
At the moment, I am. Yes.
Well, and I'll make this brief here because we're almost out of time here. But what you should do for yourself is take yourself back to when you're 5 or 6 years old. Okay. And forget about what you learned in a parochial school or any other religions or mannerisms of that type and keep an open mind because your guides, and you're right, your guides and your angels are kind of peck, peck, peck. They're kind of pecking away at your third, your sixth chakra, okay? But they're waiting on you to kind of say, okay, yeah. Because when you were that age, you remember seeing those orbs and those spirits, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and now you don't see them because of your belief system.
Once in a while,
yeah. Yeah, so I do too on YouTube. I'm sorry. I do too on YouTube. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, but seriously, Nancy, just real quick here. You have to go back to your childhood, to the innocence that you were. Peel back that onion, peel back those layers and say, ah, yes, I'm not a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant, I'm not a Jew, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a Sikh, I'm not atheist, whatever. It doesn't matter what religion you were brought in. Spiritualism doesn't care. There is no right or wrong. It just is. So I'll just say to you, Nancy, just relax and open up your mind, and it will come to you. But the more you revert back to your old thinking of Sunday school or whatever it is you're indoctrinated into, the more you're going to block yourself. Does that make sense?
It does, but I'm not very religionistic at all. In fact, I really am not at all. I don't let that affect me.
Okay. Well, there's something, yeah, and maybe Shannon can shine some more light on this, but there's something blocking you,
okay.
you from your third eye there. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you, Ryan. Shannon?
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Shannon.
So as far as you want to know about the future with your healing abilities, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, that would be great.
So I'm being told integrate.
Uh-huh.
And what they mean by that is all the things that you've been learning and all the tools you've been gathering over the years to begin gelling them together, taking a piece of this and a piece of that and using it on a case-by-case basis on the work that's being brought to you. So adding in crystals with Reiki, when you're doing distance healing, adding in elements that are working with you will help to increase the different modalities you're dabbling with. Okay.
Yeah.
The third eye that Ryan brought up, yeah, it's kind of like a little door that keeps cracking open and closing on you. And I'm being told that it has more to do with trust. Trust in the ability, trust in being a clear conduit. And they're bringing up two other points for you. One, work on your boundaries, your personal boundaries with your work. Because what happens a lot for healers when we first start out working, we're so excited that we end up starting to absorb what we're working with.
Mm.
So you're going to want to start working on creating stronger boundaries. And they take a little time, and you got to tweak them. And even as you get more confident in your work, you're going to want to be readdressing them and kind of cleaning them up some. And the other part that they're bringing up is about
60 seconds,
releasing.
Just letting you know.
Okay. The releasing after you do the work, making sure that you're clearing your own personal energy from anybody that you've been working with or the type of energy you've been working with. And that's going to help you building the trust and help that third eye start to open some more. Okay?
Okay. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Nancy, for calling in. And please call back. You're certainly welcome to. We are out of time, and they're going to shut us off in a couple seconds here. If we have time, 10 seconds. I don't know if we have time to give websites. Ryan?
www.healingthroughspirit.com. I'm done.
Shannon? Shannon?
ladyastral.wix.home.com, I believe, or something like that. It's on. You have it posted. It's in
yeah. Yes. Thanks. Thank you, Guy, both of you, Shannon and Ryan. That was just amazing. And everybody, thank you for coming in and listening to us and calling in, and we'll see you next week. Enter the light, and here we go. We're on our way out. Have a good week, everybody. And
you
today
too.
Is December 1st. We are coming.